Lesson 102. Seat. A chair is an object which has a place to sit on, four legs and a back, whilst a seat is just anywhere we sit. If we sit on a chair, that is our seat. Even if we sit on the floor, that too is our seat. Do men in this country stand up and offer their seats to women on buses? Do you think they ought to? About how many passengers does the average bus seat?
The average bus seats about 30 passengers.
Where's the seat of government in this country?
The seat of government in this country is in Rome.
I think so. I hope not. Reply. Pass an exam. We use the words so and not in order not to have to repeat a whole sentence that someone has just said. For example, someone says to us, "Did you remember to shut the door?" And we reply, "Yes, I think so," or "No, I don't think so." The word so saves us repeating the whole sentence, "Yes, I think I have shut the door," or "No, I don't think I have shut the door." The same is true of the word not. For example, "Is James coming to the party tomorrow?" To which the reply might be, "I hope so," or "I hope not." Why do we use the word so and not when replying to something someone has said?
We use the words so and not when replying to something someone has said in order not to have to repeat a whole sentence someone has just said.
Give me some examples of this use of the word so, please.
"Is that right what James said? I'm afraid so. I hope so. I suppose so. I think so."
Give me some examples of the use of the word not, please.
"Is that right what James said? I'm afraid not. I hope not. I don't suppose so. I don't think so."
We can also use the word so at the beginning of a sentence. For example, if someone makes a statement and says, "Peter has passed his exams," and if we already know this fact, we can reply with, "So I have heard." When do we use the word so at the beginning of a sentence?
We use the word so at the beginning of a sentence when someone makes a statement we already know about.
Give me an example, please.
Someone says to us, "Mr. Jones has gone to Australia," and knowing this fact, we reply, "So we've been told."
Shoot, shot, shot. What am I doing?
You're shooting at the window.
Have you ever seen anyone shot in real life? Sight, senses, taste, touch, do without or go without. What are the five senses?
The five senses are taste, touch, smell, hearing, and sight.
If you had to do without one of these five senses, which would you choose? Tell me some of the sights one might see if one went to Rome. Bright, dull, first thing, repetition. The word bright does not always mean the contrary of the word dull, but generally speaking it does. Is it brighter in this room than outside? What's the brightest object in this room? Do you prefer bright colours or dark colours? Are you, or were you, one of the brightest pupils in your class at mathematics? Do you usually feel brighter in the evening than first thing in the morning? What kind of job do you think is the dullest?
I think factory work is the kind of job that is the dullest.
Why?
Because of the repetition.
Was it a dull day yesterday? Why do you think it is that some students are bright and others are dull?
I think the reason that some students are bright and others are dull is very often that some students listen to the teacher more than others.
A great deal of spend time. Instead of the word much, we can use a great deal of. For example, a great deal of water, etc. Do you ever spend a great deal of your time doing nothing? Personal. Individual. Do you think that the personal freedom of the individual is important, or do you think that the individual ought to be made to do the same things and live in the same way as other people? Fierce. What do we mean by a fierce animal?
By a fierce animal, we mean a dangerous and wild one.
What kind of things make you really fiercely angry? Nonetheless, or none the less. Make a sentence using the word nonetheless.
I haven't very much money, but nonetheless, I shall go to the cinema this evening.
Idiom 5. Feel down in the dumps, feel down in the mouth, feel low equals feel unhappy. For example, you're looking down in the dumps. What's wrong? I feel very low. Nothing seems to be going right these days. What does the idiom to feel down in the dumps, down in the mouth, or low mean?
The idiom to feel down in the dumps, down in the mouth, or low means to feel unhappy.
Give me an example, please.
I was feeling very down in the mouth that morning, but when her letter arrived, I felt much better.